And we have seen the following candidate for office of interpolation, and also we have successors and trailblazers and successors. It is important that we make our achievements. So, want to congratulate Sister Siobhan, Janelle, Jody, Dominic, Doreen, Joshua, Ajani, and I thought Junior was here too. Oh. Isabella. Okay. Once upon a time, I heard the name called Junior. But it was called for another successful story. Today, I want to address everybody, but particularly the graduates who have seen themselves moving from one area of the ladder to another area of the ladder in their educational pursuit. Graduation is not the end, but it's a milestone. Graduation, it's an understanding that you have achieved one tier or one area of your line of success. So I want to entitle my message today and my charge today, True Education Now and Eternity. True Education Now and Eternity. Let us pray. Father God, as we enter now into listening to your words of encouragement, inspiration, and education to us, we invite and also ask that you use us and use my mouth to proclaim your message of salvation. We ask you, Lord, that give us the desire, Lord, to tune our minds to the still small voice as you speak to us with resounding words, we pray. Amen. True education opens our minds to God's love, mercy, and his grace. This is the highest and the most rewarding achievement for any man. It prepares him for service here and the year after, that is for eternity. I want to say, to be ignorant is not an excuse. God wants us to inform, God wants to inform us about his universe and about himself. Ignorance is not a blessing to be achieved. There is no gold medal issued for achievement in ignorance. It is for this reason that God made us with the ability to learn. Learning goes on and on until we die. We ever learning. And I'm saying to us today, my brethren and friends and graduates, don't be afraid to learn. Because learning expose us to a different knowledge and body of knowledge. And as we are exposed to the different body of knowledge, God is now able to use us to achieve his purpose and to achieve his goal and to make us be better men and women. Learning is not confined to one person or one set of people. So don't think that learning is for those who have what is called academic ability. And so you go to the walls of schools and you sit down and you spend 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 7 years learning. It is not just for those people who are academically inclined. It is for any man who has a head on his head. Anybody who has a brain. Anybody who is able to see his environment and absorb it and appreciate it. You are a learner. Do not tell yourself, oh, I'm too old. Oh, I don't have the brain like those over there. You have the brain. God has given you, but you need to utilize it according to the gift that God has given to you. Whether we must thrive to contribute to the body of knowledge that we are entering into, whether it be science or technology, science and technology, farming, tailoring, seamstressing, lawn care, carpentry, mechanic, or more, whatever you have been exposed to, God wants you to achieve and make a contribution to that body of knowledge. Don't just accept it and say, that's what it is. You can make a difference in it because God has given you that difference of ability to make a difference. Do not keep your knowledge to yourselves. Pass it on. Pass it on. When I say pass it on, I meant share it with somebody. Don't just be reflectors of other men's thoughts. Don't just be a regurgitator of that which you have read or which you have seen. You can make a difference. Because God wants you to be a service to him. Sister Ellen G. White says in her book, Education, every human being created in the image of God is endowed with a power and akin to that of the Creator. Individuality, power to think and to do. The men and women in whom his power is developed are those who bear responsibilities, who are leaders in enterprises, and who influence character. It is the work of the true education to develop this power, to train young people to be thinkers and not mere reflectors of other men's thought. Let students be directed to the source of truth, to the vast field open for research in nature and revelation. Let them complete the great facts of duty and destiny, and the mind will expand and be strengthened. That's what she's saying. Don't just be other reflectors of other men's thought, but develop your own too, and be able so that God can use you to do his work. Instead of producing educated weaklings and institution of learning, stand forth men and women who are strong to think and act, individuals who are masters and not slaves, masters are slaves to circumstances, individuals who possess breadth and mind and clearness of thoughts and courage of their conviction. God wants us not to be weaklings, but we must be individuals who master our circumstances. And I like the testimonies that were given, Joshua and Marjorie, how they are, how the Lord, they allow the Lord to lead them. They sit back and allow the Lord to direct them. And that's what true education is all about. God leading you, not you leading God. God provide all the amenities for you, and God used them. The Bible says we have a heart and a mind to think and to plan, but God give the direction. That is why we say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. He does the directing. He fill us and direct us. And true education provides us with the ability to be a service here and for tomorrow. For yesterday. We are talking about true education. True education should play the following roles. One, knowledge to serve. Two, knowledge about self. Three, knowledge about God. Let's explore this and then we close. One, knowledge about serve. Knowledge to serve. Always remember that we are servants. And God is our master. And God placed us to serve his people in every areas of life. If you're a doctor, you are placed in the hospital, in the nursing home, in the clinics to be of service so that God can use you to bring honor and glory to his name by bringing about healing to those who are in need of healing. You are a servant leader. The servant leader is one who looks out for his people. Not his people look out for him. He looks out for his people, one who seeks the advancement and the welfare of his people, and be humble and be a humble servant. Jesus admonished us by saying, but you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher. You are all brothers. Do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one Father, he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. This is the point, no, brethren. The greatest among you will be your servant. If you want to be great, go in the work of service. Did you get it, brethren? Did you get it? If you want to be great, I want to be a great man. If you want to be a great man, humble yourself and be a servant. Be a servant. For those who exalt themselves shall be humbled, and those who humble themselves shall be exalted. Matthew 23 and verse 18 through Matthew 23, verse 18. A servant leader should not lift his heart above his brethren. Wherever you are working, do not strive to be above them. Always strive to be a servant. Deuteronomy 17 and verse 20 says that the heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to this right hand nor to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. This was a prescription given to Israel should they seek a leader. But Israel went and sought a leader who would turn them into slaves, rob them of their things, God knows that you, every man who are educated, will have what is called an opportunity. And when you get an opportunity, some people become opportunists. Rather than being a servant, they suck from their subjects and become rich. That's not what true education is pushing us or guiding us to be. True education is telling us that we should be servant and willing to serve and look out for the benefit of those who you are serving. That's what true education is. True education helps us to realize that your skills and gifts and talents were lent to you. They were lent to you, not for you to flaunt yourselves. Not for you to tell put yourself above others and say, I am the best. No matter how well you sing, no matter how well you pray, no matter how well you preach, no matter how well you do stuff, it is not for your glory. It is for the glory of God. This brings us to the knowledge of service to our fellow men. When we humble ourselves and seek God. True education helps us to know ourselves. Here is Joshua's testimony. And it is highly possible, brethren. You grow up in the church. You go to school. And some people are sentenced to school. And they go to school, and it's when they reach, like, towards the end of their school journey, they begin to catch on that, oh, this thing makes sense. This thing makes sense. And when it's time to buckle down, it's time to leave school. Finding true education helps us to know ourselves. Eric Erickson has described teenage age of a man as the stage of self-discovery. It is a stage of your life. You measure yourselves with others, such as your friends. It is a stage when friends means much more to you than and their opinions also mean so much to you. Even a lot more than parents, teenagers. And with those of you who have teenagers, please be patient with them because they are getting to understand themselves. And most times they get them understanding through their mates. You see young men going around brushing their hair and they said, oh, you have wave. Oh, you have waves. Oh, your wave's coming up, man. And you start brushing it. They begin to understand that they need to look neat. And the worst if a young lady come and say, I like your waves. It makes them feel that they are belonging and feel loved and cared for. What? Teenage age. Understanding themselves. Erickson said, it is a time for discovery of self. Why? Because they are at an age of discovery, discovering self. The earlier you know, listen to this now, brethren and my friends, the earlier you discover yourselves, the better for you to understand life. The earlier you're exposed to understanding yourselves, is the easier life becomes for you. Because especially if you grow out of your teenage age and do not understand yourself, and you are so bold enough seeking a companion, you are going to be in a jeopardy right there because you don't play it either. You are going to be in a serious position because what? You are trying to understand yourself and you are trying to understand somebody else, and that create a complication in life. True education helps us to understand ourselves. True education helps us to accept self for who we are. True education helps man to learn self-acceptance because he would know where he came from. If you know where you come from, where you are, and where you are going, half your problem is gone. Where do I come from? Somebody say you come from your mother. Where my mother comes from. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, 26, 27, read and read this this way. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fishes of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, him, male. Male and what, brethren?
Yeah.
Male and female. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a what? A living soul. We came from God. And the raw material that God used to create us is the dust of the ground and his breath. And when we die, we go back to the ground and the breath goes back to God until the great resurrection morning. True education helps us to identify our origin, our beginning. We didn't come from any ape. Or a monkey? Or did we come into being from a big bang? God created us. The sooner we know that, is it better for us? The sooner we know that we are belonging to God, is it better for us? True education educate us concerning that. Man should not have any problem with self, because man has a creator who made male and female. God created male and female. But the secular education teaches otherwise. And in what now beginning to inculcate otherwise. And those who take that otherwise are not wise, because that's not true education. True education does not limit man to life. True education does not limit man to life. By the grace of God, man is able to do better at home, better in the world, and better in the world, and better in the world to come. Third and last. True education does not limit man to serve. So by the grace of God, he looks for a better home, a better world, and a new heaven and a new earth. Because true education teaches us and prepares us for service in this life and the life to come. So we're looking forward for a new heaven and a new earth where we'll render our service there unto God as well. So whatever we do now, we are rendering service to our fellow men and unto God. That is why God says, whatever our hands find to do, do with all our might. Do it as unto the Lord, because it is he who enables us with the gifts that we have today. Let's go into third and last. True education gives us the knowledge about God. if your educational system and pursuit and knowledge does not take you back to God, that's not true education. Something about what you're studying should click in your mind to say, oh, this is not about man, this is about God. So, John 17 and verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. True education exposes us to the true and living God, and have the desire, give us the desire to want to know more about God, and want to know who is God, and want to know where is God. God has three sources of truth. One, the Holy Scripture. The Bible teaches us about sin, destruction, judgment, and redemption. So the Bible teaches us about where sin comes from, how sin affects us, how we have a savior, and how we have a place to be saved in called heaven. That's the Bible. The other source of truth is Jesus Christ. He is the very embodiment of God himself. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Talking about true education leads us to Christ. Let us understand that he is our Savior. And you are complete. We are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. We are completed in Christ. Once we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior from sin, we are beginning to be made complete in him, because we were made in his image, and sin marred our image, and God's work now of redemption is to restore our image. God wants to restore us to the rightful place. So, Jesus Christ was from the beginning of creation. That is why we say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word is Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God. Jesus Christ was with God. And the Word was God. Jesus Christ, in the beginning, is God, was God, and is and shall be God. He holds those three positions. The same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. I'm telling you, brethren, Jesus Christ has become the revelation of God to us. The disciples saw him, embodiment. We are now seeing him by faith as we enter into the scriptures. So we know who Jesus is. Anybody knows who Jesus is? Jesus is our Savior. That's another source of truth. The third source of truth that God reveals to us is nature. It teaches us to confirm that the creation story. Amen. Nature teaches us and confirms the creation story. If you go outside and pick a leaf, you know it's coming from God. It is God created that leaf. Man, no matter what man does, they cannot create a live leaf. Sometimes you walk into some places and you have to look really good. Is that real? And for me, I like touch. So I go in and I say, is this real? And I touch it. And I realize this is not real. But, you know, the only thing that Satan did not get is to blow breath in man. When you look around today, brethren, you see all kind of artificial things. And there's one that is coming up on us, even in our very face today. It is called artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to go to a restaurant and you see something like a human being coming to serve you and taking your order? And before you know it, there is no emotion. There's no real smile. Huh? There's no eye contact. There's no feeling of welcome and camaraderie. Artificial intelligence is going to be taking you over. True education educates us that true education tells us that anything above God will not work for long. It is God who created intelligence, and it's not artificial. Nature teaches us about God. It is the school that issues no degree of completion. Nature, the school of nature. It issues no degree of completion. As you will not be able to graduate, you will not be able to graduate from the school of nature. You'll be ever learning and learning for eternity. No certificate, no degree, ever learning. That is why Psalm 19 and verse 1 to 3 says, the heaven declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day by day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Look at that. Eh? There is no speech, no language where their voices is not heard. On the contrary, we seek eagerly the wisdom of the world. You don't notice that? Have you ever observed that? We seek the wisdom of the world. We want to be like Dr. So-and-so, and we want to be like teacher so-and-so, and we thrive, and we do not understand the relationship between yourself and God and what God wants you to achieve. And so you go out of the orbit of God and you frustrate yourselves. When God is leading you, you have no doubt. That's my journey's testimony. Wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Wait. The Lord will direct you. If you don't wait, and you see people driving Escalade and living in big houses and driving all kinds of things and tripod, you know them, and you're seeking for the wisdom of this world. But let me tell you, brethren, hasten on, that tell you that the wisdom of this world are going to be vanished away soon. True education educates us not just this world, but the world to come, and prepares us for the world to come. What do you say? That's why the wisdom of the world is described this way in Psalm 14 and verse 1 to 7. The fool had said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done admonished. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. The wisdom of this world does not push you and urge you to seek God. The wisdom of this world push and urge you to seek self and want to go above others. In closing, God has shown us where we came from. God shows where we came from. That's true education. He shows us how we are, how we have fallen from grace and mercy. That's true education. Our response should be, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. Psalm 25, 4 and 5. This is all about true education, teaching, waiting, truth. It's not just 4 years, not just 5 years, not just 7 years, but for eternity. True education is about now and eternity. It's about Jesus Christ, about God. It's about where we're coming from. It's about who we are, whose we are, where we are going. Those who have achieved and are still achieving to be educated first sit at the school of God so he can educate you so that the wisdom of this world will not fool you. The wisdom of this world will not dampen your spirit. Lord bless you as you continue to thrive to the other tier, other portion of your academic achievement. Graduation is not the end. Quality service in your life to others will bring you reward and satisfaction into the kingdom of God. The Lord bless you.
Amen. What a beautiful sermon. Let us now please stand. Closing hymn is 690.
All right, brethren.